The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 9 of our favorite time travel show. And oh my goodness, there's a twist.
Yeah, there is.
So, yeah. Called it. Just gonna say it right now. Called it.
And what did you call?
Jessica's Rittenhouse.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, but it gets better, I think. Actually, it does. I've seen episode 10, which we're going to talk about in the next episode. It gets better. Trust me, you're going to want to listen to that one.
I mean, since these episodes are in back-to-back, people have seen both. So they're catching up on this one now. And then here's part one of the finale episodes. This is episode 9. Coming up right after this, an hour after this one drops, the finale episode comes out. So,
and please let it be the season finale and not the series finale, because hashtag renew timeless, hashtag save timeless.
But we're going to get through episode 9, and then you'll listen to this, download the next episode, and listen to the oh my gods. So, let's get through this episode.
So, this episode, The General, takes place in 1861 in South Carolina, more or less, where we join the Banff, Harriet Tubman, as she is leading Union troops and freed slaves along the river in South Carolina to burn down the plantations and free the slaves, which is an awesome, awesome thing. The lady they got to play, Harriet Tubman, oh my god, she's amazing.
She was awesome.
She was fantastic. I love her. I wish they could bring her back, but...
It doesn't work like that.
Well, it could.
I mean, it could, but they've already told this story.
I know this, but again, they could. They totally, totally could. So, moving on from that. Because, you know, again, time travel. Anything's possible, clearly.
Clearly, yeah.
If you've seen both episodes, clearly we join Harriet as she's leading the troops. But, well, you know, there's some sweet moments with Wyatt and Jessica before we travel. And there's some awkward moments because, well, AJ Christopher and the team, they sort of have a come to Jesus meeting with Wyatt about Jessica, where they show him her picture on the computer. And they basically tell him there are thousands of them, ranging from childhood all the way to adulthood.
They've been watching her for a long, long time.
For a long, long time, and why that, you know, it adds up to Wyatt, but he lies. He lies because there's no way Jessica could possibly be Rittenhouse.
No, none.
And he gets pissed off at the team for even believing it. And, you know, the theme is throughout the whole episode, because everybody has lost someone more or less, if that person came back into your life, would you question it or would you just be grateful that they were there?
And the answer usually is you'll probably have those blinders on and you would just be grateful.
Right. You would be so ecstatic that that person was back in your life, you wouldn't care. And that's kind of how Wyatt has been, is he's been very, very blind where Jessica is concerned. And there have been warning signs, which we've seen through the whole season. But, you know, Wyatt does not want to see them. So there's a bunch of awkwardness there. And, well, this is also where Lucy and the team find out, except for Garcia, find out, because he's not there, that Jessica's pregnant. And it just absolutely crushes Lucy.
Yeah, her reaction was, oh.
Like, crush is the only way I can describe it. Like, she literally, you almost, like, you know that moment in The Simpsons, where Bart's like, look, if you slow it down enough, you can see the exact moment where his heart breaks. Yeah, that was this one of these moments. It was really, really well done, and I love the hell out of it, but at the same time, you just feel really bad for Lucy, because
yeah,
I think
do.
She was kind of hoping that wouldn't work out, but kind of hoping it would.
She was more against rather than for, but she was faking it.
She's trying to be the good friend.
Yes.
As it were. So... We get in the lifeboat because the mothership jumps. It goes to 1861, where we have the sleeper agent preparing to go into battle. Emma shows up. She brings him a book of Civil War history. She tells him about Harriet Tubman's raids, and basically, you have to stop the raids, and then you're going to stop every decisive northern victory after that. Basically, we're going to make sure the South wins the war.
And here's your guidebook.
and a cheeseburger.
As we all know, you love those cheeseburgers. It's been a while since you have a cheeseburger, and if you get this accomplished, we'll bring you home, and you can have all the cheeseburgers you want.
Yep, all you have to do is stop Harriet Tubman and a couple other battles, and you're good.
You know, just a couple of those things. You know, simple as that.
Simple as that. Easy. You can do that before lunch. So we arrive in 1861 with Lucy, Wyatt, Garcia, and Rufus. They get the clothes. They can't steal the car because they're on their cars, but basically they're walking along the road. There's some awkwardness between Lucy and Wyatt, and Garcia congratulates Wyatt on the baby because he's like, yeah, by the way, thanks for telling me.
Right.
But basically it's Rufus and Wyatt as a team, and it's Lucy and Garcia as a team. That's how this whole episode goes.
Because it's Rufus and Wyatt make such a great team together.
They do. They do. At least according to Lucy. So yeah. We're wandering on along the road. We encounter some dead soldiers that were not supposed to die. There's one that's in the process of, and he's begging for mercy. He's begging to be killed, and they can't bring themselves to do it. And somebody ends up shooting and killing him, which is none other than Harriet Tubman. And she basically is like, what, you can't help a soldier in need? And they're like,
yeah.
We weren't going to do it. We don't want that on us. So they basically introduce themselves and, you know, she doesn't kill them. And she takes them under her wing and is like, all right, you can help. I don't trust you, but all right, you can help. Because we come to find out that, well, Sleeper Agent Man and his forces have routed the original Union forces that helped Harriet Tubman in these raids and have sent them packing. So now it's Harriet Tubman and what men she has left and the slaves on the plantations to basically carry out this raid. And they're outnumbered like 3-1, which those are not good odds.
No.
But Harriet doesn't care. She's going to go ahead and do it anyway because freedom is everything and she's going to free as many people as she can because that's what she's there to do. Again, total BAMF. Amazing, amazing job that they did with her. Loved her through this whole episode. So we go back to the secret hiding place where there are some survivors. We all bond, basically. And Harriet keeps saying through the whole episode, I've seen you somewhere before. I've seen you somewhere before. I know I've seen you somewhere before. And they're like, no, I don't think you have. Okay.
Whatever you say.
Whatever you say. And so the plan, they're trying to get Harriet to stall her plan long enough to go get the general who's fled and have him come bring his forces back. But she's not willing to do that. It's like, it's kind of a now or never sort of situation for her. Mm-hmm. It's got to happen tonight. And so Lucy and Garcia get on a horse and they ride off to go get the general who is camped, who has got orders to go to Vicksburg. They go off to basically tell him, look, you need to break your orders. You need to come help her because if you don't, y'all are going to lose this war. They didn't say y'all, but y'all are going to lose the war.
You get the idea.
You get the idea. And so they're off doing that. Meanwhile, Rufus and Wyatt are with Harriet and they give Wyatt a gun and they're trying to figure out how to get him into the house, how to get Rufus in the house. So they can, you know, one, find the spy, because that's what they keep telling her, is that they're Union spies. They're trying to find this, you know, basically the sleeper agent who they say is a Confederate spy. They have to find him, because if they don't, it's going to cost the Union the war, basically. Mm-hmm. He's super important to find. So that's mainly why she lets them come with her, is because, one, they're on her side, and two, they have a mutual cause there. So Wyatt and Rufus try to convince her to continue, you know, to again not go on the raid, and she's like, nope, we're gonna do it. They dress Wyatt up as a dandy. He tries on a southern accent. It's terrible.
Yeah, it was kind of awful. Not gonna lie, it really was.
It was awful. It's South Carolina accents in particular are harder to do because they are much more southern and much more twangy than a lot of other places that you generally go. Like South Carolina really does, at least everybody that I have known from South Carolina has that very, what you think of, southern type of accent that's done in the Hollywood movies kind of thing. Like, it's that level of southern accent. Everywhere else that you kind of go, it's different, and you sometimes you hear it and things, and sometimes you don't. But yeah, South Carolina generally has that very twangy sort of southern accent, and he tried it on, he couldn't do it. They were making Colonel Sanders jokes.
They were.
It was hilarious.
They really were. It was awesome.
Rufus was trying to give him advice, and Wyatt's like, dude, shut up. Actually, you watch way too many movies.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So they all agree, okay, we're going to go on the raid. They dress Rufus up as a house slave, and they get Wyatt in the house, they get Rufus in the house, and they're kind of working this party that is going on at the house. Wyatt basically introduces himself as Rhett Butler from Georgia.
Georgia represent? What?
Like, really? Rhett Butler? That's what, okay. It's like, yay, the pop culture reference, but okay. So Wyatt's working the room. You know, he's kind of checking everything out. And he meets the owner and they're talking and basically they tell him about the Confederate. I guess he's a general or a captain or I don't quite know what his rank is, but there's a Confederate officer there that knew about the Union soldiers, where they were going to be. And it was like, you know, basically divine providence. And he was able to route them and take care of them and send the Union army more or less packing. And then he's going to go after them again at Vicksburg, which is another huge victory for the Union. So it's like, and Wyatt's looking around and they point him out and Wyatt's like, bingo, there's the spy right there. Now we got to kill him. Great. So he gets Rufus. They're talking and they're like, okay, so, you know, the guy's a spy. We've got to take him out, or he's the sleeper. We got to take him out. And so basically from there, the brouhaha happens, a gunfight happens, and the sleeper gets a hostage and Rufus gets the Civil War book.
I mean, even Stevens?
Even Stevens. Rufus burns the Civil War book. The dude tries to run after a gunfight. Wyatt's like, basically, I've got, you know, 6 guns and 24 clips and I can do this all day kind of thing.
And you have 1 bullet.
And you have 1 bullet. And so the dude runs for it. He runs out into the yard and waiting for him is Harriet Tubman with her men and the Union Army. And she shoots the dude dead.
One shot. Down he goes.
One shot. Because again, she is a BAMF. And before this, she's trying to escape and free the slaves and get everybody out of the plantation so they can burn it. And they get stopped by, I guess, I don't think he was an overseer. He might have been. I'm not quite sure what he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. He was a nasty looking man, though.
Yeah.
And he's basically like, we got runners, you know what happens if you get caught, yada, yada, yada. You know, children, age doesn't matter. And she's like, oh, really? Bam. You're done. Like, she was having none of anybody's crap.
You know.
None of it.
None of it.
So, basically, they succeed in having the ransack of the plantations happen. The slaves are freed. The homes are burned. History happens more or less as it's supposed to. Lucy and Garcia show up with the army. And Rufus is, like, talking to Harriet Tubman. And you know, basically, she's told him prior to them going, I know where I've seen you before. I saw you in a dream.
She had some premonitions.
Yes, she had a premonition and she saw them coming, that they came from the heavens to help them and save them. And Rufus and her are talking afterwards and she goes, yeah. And he asked her about the premonitions and he's like, do they always come true? And she's like, no, not always. She's like, I saw you guys stepping out of a giant metal ball.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Rufus is like, awkward.
I can't say a word, but you okay.
But yeah, she's like, where are you guys from? Because she kept also asking them, where are you guys from? And they wouldn't tell her because it's like, basically, they can't say for them the future. So they're like, it's fairly, fairly far away. It's really far away from here. So in the end, justice is served. Everybody's good to go. History is saved. Rittenhouse is routed. The good guys win. We all jump back in the time machine. We all go back. And Rufus tells Wyatt, look, if you feel like if there's anything wrong with Jessica, if there's anything off with Jessica, you need to tell me. Like, just man to man. You know, level with me right now. If you feel like something's off, tell me.
And he's like, no.
And Wyatt's like, nope, she's good.
I don't want to talk about it. No, she's fine.
So we go now to the present. And this was the other story running concurrently with the one in 1861. Gia demands from Connor to take her to see one of the other surviving pilots who is having apparently visions like her, except the dude is in a mental institution because he's gone a little crazy.
Got a little cray-cray.
So they go to the mental institution and she talks to the guy. And he basically, in his own crazy little way, explains to Gia, you can control it.
Yeah, he basically goes out and tells her how to control it and how he's able to control it and how he's... Basically, he tells her to, you gotta see them through, because she's only seeing parts of them.
Yeah, it's like, you have to basically let it come through. You have to just let it go and see the whole thing. And Connor's like, don't listen to him. Don't get lost in your head like he has. You know, because basically he goes into a catatonic state and he goes into the vision and he can be like that for weeks at a time, where he's just lost in his own mind in time. And so Gia wants to do it because it's, hey, maybe I can figure out how to save Rufus if I control this vision and I see the full thing. Because not only can she control it, but she can choose where she goes and what she sees. Like, it's that level of control.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's like, as they're all, you know, settling back in from 1861, Rufus and Gia are talking, and she's like, he's like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just running running diagnostic test on the lifeboat. I totally wasn't doing anything else. I swear to God. And he's like, yeah, okay. And so they have a nice little chat. He gives her a kiss. He walks off. And then Gia goes into a catatonic state. And you think that's it. But oh no, 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 no. Because, well, we go to the next morning where Wyatt wakes up.
Alone.
Alone. And he's looking around. He's like, well, where's Jessica? Now, mind you, this is the fallout where Agent Christopher, and I should go back, because when they tell Wyatt about Jessica, they're like, she needs to leave. She needs to go.
For her safety and our safety, she needs to go. And he's like, nope, not going to happen. She's staying here. And that's where the whole kid reveal came out.
Yeah, that's how everybody finds out that she's pregnant, is that, you know, why it's like, she's pregnant, she stays with me. And so, and then when he came back, Jessica tells him, oh, well, I had the strangest, you know, talk with Agent Christopher, where she's like, you know, you should go for the safety of the baby, yada, yada, yada. And Wyatt's like, nope, nope, we're not going anywhere. And then he rethinks his position. He's like, well, maybe you should go when I stay here. And she's like, nope, nope, it's either us together or nothing at all. And of course, Wyatt bends to what she wants. So if they go, he has to go with her.
Right.
Kind of thing. So Wyatt wakes up alone. He's looking around the bunker. He's looking for Jessica. He can't find her. He hears a noise. He hears the lifeboat power up. And he's like, wait, what? So he runs to where the lifeboat is. And what do we see but Jessica with a gun forcing Gia into the lifeboat?
Dum, dum, dum.
And Wyatt's like, what the hell? What are you doing? Like, he's stunned. He's shocked, but he's really not shocked. And Jessica's like, look, I'm sorry. I really wish it couldn't be this way, but it's got to be this way. Peace out. I'm gone. And she takes off with Gia and the lifeboat. And the last thing we see is Wyatt climbing up the stairs, trying to get to the door in time, and the lifeboat vanishes in time right as he gets to the door, and he's thrown back like 5 feet. He's lucky he didn't break anything, honestly. And the last shot we see is Wyatt laying in pain, heartbroken, on the floor as Gia and the lifeboat, Jessica, and his child are all gone.
Now what happens? What happens next?
Dum, dum, dum. Well, you have to tune in to the episode 10, the finale, to find out. Because we are going to pick up right where we left off.
So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rack Radio Show, RackRadioShow.com. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, The Royals, available now. And check out the Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And remember, subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a review. 5 stars. Cool. Thanks. Cool.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like the artwork, if you'd like to view the artwork, it is available for reviewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, timeless edition, right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be right back with episode 10. Download it or listen to it now, because y'all, you don't want to miss this, okay? If you've seen the episode, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Till then, bye!